Ladies and gentlemen, Knife for the Lion.
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion Tablet.
I'm Robin Lion.
I'm Richard Lion.
I'm Barbara Lion.
I'm Ben Lion.
And I'm Phoebe Daniels Lion.
And here they are in Come Back, Little Bebe.
Robin, what do you mean by using my writing desk?
Well, Daddy, I had to write an essay, and I thought if I sat at your desk, I'd be inspired.
Oh, well, that's different, son. What have you done so far?
Torn up 6 pieces of paper. Why don't you write about food?
Say, that's a great idea. Food. I like food because it's all I ever eat. Food is good for you because it contains...
There goes another piece of paper.
Robin, how can you be so dumb?
Oh, look who's talking.
Well, you're dumber than me.
Dumber than I.
Yeah, he's dumber than both of us.
Now, wait a minute. Suppose you stop talking so much and get on with your essay. I'll tell you something you can write hundreds of words on with no effort at all. A most fascinating subject.
What, Daddy?
Me.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that? My wonderful father. My father is a wonderful man because he is,
You're right, Richard. He is stupid.
Oh, Mr. Lion, would you like fish for dinner?
Yes, Aggie, and in case there's any truth in it being brain food, you better give Robin a double portion.
What's the matter with the poor wee lad? He looks worried.
I'm trying to write an essay.
And there isn't a subject he can write about.
Oh, well then, maybe I can help him. When I went to school, I used to be very good at composition.
You were?
I remember I wrote a wonderful essay on a horse.
Didn't you find it very uncomfortable?
Master Richard, you have a sense of humor just like your father. You poor boy. See if I can find a copy of one of my old compositions.
Robin, stop chewing that pencil.
Yes, and for heaven's sakes, write something.
Well, it's not fair. Everybody picks on me just because I'm the youngest. I'm going to tell Mommy.
You're going to tell Mommy what?
Mother, I'm sure you'll agree that Robin shouldn't keep eating his pencils.
Your sister's right, dear. It'll spoil your appetite.
Nothing could spoil his appetite. Hey, baby, what's that thing you've got caught in your hair?
That happens to be my new hat.
Hat? You can hardly see it.
Well, it's fashionable nowadays for a woman to have very little on top.
Then you've been in fashion for years.
Where are you going, Ma?
To the Ideal Home Exhibition with Floria and Mrs. Wimple. Which reminds me, dear, I need some money.
Here's a pound. Now, don't spend it all.
Thank you, darling. But remember, money doesn't go as far as it used to.
No, but it certainly goes faster.
Are you going to see anything in particular, Mother?
Yes, the House of the Future. It shows how every woman, with the aid of a few modern gadgets, can improve family life. Well, I must hurry or I'll miss Florian and Wilhelmina. Goodbye, darling.
Isn't that just like a woman? They have a perfectly organized home, but they're always thinking of ways to improve the improvements.
Hey, that's a good subject for my essay. Women.
Oh, Phoebe, isn't the Ideal Home Exhibition just too wonderful?
Oh, it certainly is, Wilhelmina. Look over there at the beautiful dell of orchids.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes.
Now, hurry up, girls. This is what we've really come to see. Look, the House of the Future.
Oh, yes, Florrie.
Come along, Bebe. Let's go inside.
I'm right behind you, dear.
Come right in, ladies, and see some of the wonderful labor-saving devices we have on display.
Wilhelmina, wouldn't you just adore to have all those gadgets in your kitchen?
Indeed I would, Florrie, but I expect they're frightfully expensive. Any questions about our marvelous machines will be welcomed. And what a variety we have. This one is a variable speed mixer. Next to it is the latest automatic potato peeler. And on the right is...
Excuse me. I'd like to ask a very technical question about the potato peeler.
Yes?
What is it used for?
I should have thought that was quite obvious. It peels your skin and cleans out your eyes.
Well, that would save me a fortune at the beauty parlor.
Baby dear, she means the potatoes. Do go on, please. Well, this is the very latest electronic cooker. It has a transparent oven door, preset temperature control, and is designed for eye-level grilling.
Now, that's something I really need. My old oven's falling to bits. Now, how much is that cooker, Miss...
My name is Mrs. Morris. The price is £40.
Well, I think you're a bargain.
What?
No, she thinks it's a bargain, and so do I. I think I'll buy one. Now, here's the deposit, and here's my address.
Excellent. I'm sure you won't regret it. We'll send 3 men around to install it on Friday.
Oh, don't go to all that bother. 1 man will do.
Well, just leave all the arrangements to me. And now, why don't you two ladies follow your friend's wise example and buy a cooker?
I'd love to, but I can't afford it. It would simply ruin my housekeeping budget.
Mine too, Wilhelmina. But personally, I find that budgets never work out anyway. There's always too much month left over at the end of the money.
But these new cookers actually save money.
Go on, buy one.
No, Ben wouldn't like it.
Well, what does your husband like?
Himself.
Oh, Bibi, I would love to have one of these ovens.
Madam, are you sure you won't change your mind?
Quite sure. My husband would never let me buy one.
Oh, it's always the same old story. A wife cooks, scrubs, and works her fingers to the bone for a husband who won't even give her enough money to make her work a little lighter.
Yeah, yeah. It's a crying shame.
Not only that, a wife that's tied down all the time loses her personality. She becomes a vegetable.
I never thought of it like that.
Well, you should. The men of this country, including the politicians, treat women like slaves.
She's right, Bibi. Take me, for example. I've got 16 children, and yet I have to listen to the government calling for more production.
Oh, Wilhelmina.
Exactly. And what about some of those dreadful men who leave their wives at home while they go out chasing after some little hussy?
Well, my husband wouldn't dream of chasing after another girl. He hasn't got the desire, the inclination, the wind.
No, but what he lacks in wind, he makes up for in hot air.
Ladies, take my advice, and you won't have to crawl to your husbands for every penny you need.
What do you mean?
Do as I have. Get yourselves a job as a demonstrator. There are several vacancies, and I know I could get you in.
Well, that's very kind, but I'm afraid it's impossible. I have a family to look after.
Yes, and so have I.
Well, if you change your minds, come back, and I'll introduce you to the manager. Remember, you don't have to be a vegetable.
Well, thank you.
Come on, you little carrot.
Come in, you little sprout.
Robin, haven't you finished writing that essay yet?
Oh, no, Daddy. I have to write 100 words.
I wish you'd been with me. It was simply wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, honey.
Buy any new gadgets, Ma?
No, dear, but, oh, I've never seen so many. They have a door that opens when it sees you coming, a telephone that takes messages while you're out, and an oven that does all your cooking.
If they keep improving those machines, pretty soon we won't need people.
Hello, Mommy.
Hello, darling. How's it coming?
Oh, just fine. Women make the best mothers.
My mother is a woman. And we've had great luck with her. Because when she cooks...
Baby, maybe you'd better buy that oven. How much are they?
40 pounds.
Forget what I said.
Anyway, it would be too hard for you to operate, Ma.
Look, Richard, you may think that I'm not very mechanical, but Mrs. Morris said she could get me a job as a demonstrator.
You mean to travel around and show people how to run the machines?
Mm-hmm, yes. But I told her I couldn't possibly do it, because there were people who needed me and would miss me terribly if I left them.
Anyone we know?
Thanks.
Only kidding, honey. Go on, tell us some more.
Well, Mrs. Morris said that women were all slaves to their families, but I told her it wasn't true in my case.
Oh, Mother.
Hmm? Mother, did you iron my green dress this morning?
No, Barbara, dear. I didn't have time before I left for the exhibition. So I said to Mrs. Morris, my family really appreciates it.
But I especially wanted to wear it tonight. Mary Wilkinson has invited me over. She wants to introduce me to her cousin.
Why? What you got against him?
You be still. Oh, Mother, my whole evening will be ruined.
Then why don't you press it yourself?
Because Mother does it so much better.
Now, never mind the soft soap. Your mother isn't a personal maid, you know.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, by the way, BB, did you wash that pair of black socks I gave you?
No, I haven't had time.
But I told you all my other black socks were in the laundry. If you don't wash that pair, I'll have nothing to wear on television.
Then you better tell the panel to wear their blindfolds.
Very funny.
Well, don't worry. If Ma hasn't time to wash yours, you can borrow mine.
No, he can't. I threw those black socks of yours away.
Threw them away? You mean you didn't darn them for me?
I couldn't darn them for you. There were more holes than socks.
Who cares about a few little holes?
Son, you're wasting your breath. And you need it. Bebe, you look tired. Why don't you have a cup of tea?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
And while you're at it, you can make me a cup, too.
No sugar in mine, Mother.
I'll just have a piece of cake.
Well, I'm certainly glad I came home. All I've had are orders and complaints.
Well, I never complain about you, Mommy.
Thank you, darling.
Women, I never complain about my darling mother, because she never nags me.
Robin, you've got pencil marks all over you. Now go upstairs this minute and wash your hands and face.
Mrs. Lyon, did you buy the vegetables as I asked you?
No, Aggie, the shops were all closed when I got back.
But I told you before you left. Now all we have to go with the lamb chops of tomatoes.
Why, some dinner. Mrs. Morris was right about all of you. I'm nothing but a vegetable.
Then you'll be very welcome when we have dinner.
When you all get through amusing yourselves, I suggest that you start peeling the tomatoes, slicing the bread, and setting the table.
But what will you be doing?
Learning how to run a potato machine. I'm going to pick Mrs. Wimple up and go back to the exhibition.
Oh, baby, you're kidding, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Goodbye.
Robin, will you please take your papers off the kitchen table?
Oh, I can't. I had to finish my essay.
And I have to finish cooking the dinner. Please stand out of my way. I have to take my Welsh rabbit out of the oven.
Boy, what a temperament.
Oh, dear, it looks a little overdone. Oh, well, I'll put it on the table to cool off.
I wish I knew where your mother put my braces. For heaven's sakes, what's that?
It's a Welsh rabbit.
Well, I hope the Welsh people don't hear about it.
I think you're mean.
Women were first discovered by men. Since then, they've become popular all over the world.
Is he still at it?
Daddy, what don't you like about my Welsh rabbit?
I don't like the way it sits there and broods. Why don't you destroy it and let Aggie cook the dinner?
Because Aggie's too busy doing the rest of the housework.
My, what an ass that. It's a rabbit.
It looks more like a pile of dusters.
What's wrong with it?
Hey, Pop, where did Ma put the laundry?
Oh, what are you looking for?
But, Miss Barbara, what's in it?
My underpants.
Just whiskey sauce and cheese.
Did you look in your wardrobe?
Oh, I can't find them anywhere.
Daddy, will you please taste this rabbit and tell me if it's really as bad as it looks?
No, thanks. If I eat that, it'll poison me.
Oh, but I've worked so hard on it. If you don't take just a little bite, I'll die. I'll just die.
Well, let's toss a coin to see which one goes first.
Richard, you try it.
Okay. Tell the world I gave my life for domestic science.
Hello, my little family.
My heart, my own adorable little wife.
What's wrong? Aren't you all feeling well?
Oh, we feel fine now that you're home. There's just a couple of little things. I can't find my underpants, and Pop can't find his braces.
And I run out of writing paper.
Well, your underpants are in the airing cupboard, the braces are on the tie rack, and the stationery is in the bureau. Anything else?
Well, yes. There's something wrong with my rabbit.
Well, send him to the vet.
Mother, I didn't expect that from you.
Oh, but darling, why work so hard? Just put the ingredients in this electric mixer. I bought it out of my first commission.
Why, it's lovely.
Commission? Selling what?
I'll tell you later, dear. I must go upstairs and make some notes for my demonstration tonight.
You mean you're going out again?
Well, of course. I just came home to change my clothes. Isn't it wonderful? They've chosen Mrs. Wimple and me out of 26 women. Oh, Barbara, I'll borrow your new green dress, dear.
Mummy will come home.
Oh, so do I. My back's killing me from arranging the flowers. Did you sweep the dining room?
Oh, yeah. And if you don't believe me, look under the rug.
Oh, fine.
Oh, the beds are made, Pop.
Well, you said it didn't take long. What did you do? Just throw the covers back?
Well, what's the sense of making them too neat? We'll only mess them up again.
Why can't Barbara make the beds?
Because she's in the kitchen bending over a hot stove.
Lunch is ready. Daddy, guess what you're going to get?
Indigestion.
Now stop joking and have your nice Welsh... have your nice melty cheese on toast.
Not again.
Oh, Barbara, have a heart. I've had so much Welsh rabbit, my ears are beginning to twitch.
So's my nose.
Well, I'm happy to say the Welsh rabbit hasn't had the slightest effect on me. Look, you man, Bach, isn't it? Thank you, goodness.
I don't see why you're so against it. It's full of vitamins. It's nourishing. And I hate it, too. But it's the only thing I can cook.
Never mind, honey. We'll eat the thing. Boys, your sister's gone to a lot of trouble. Look, she's even served everything on our best china plates.
That's because all our other china's piled up in the kitchen sink, waiting to be washed.
Then don't keep it waiting.
Richard. The sink's full of dishes.
Robin, sink, dishes.
Well, I knew it would get down to me. I sure wish I had a younger brother. Now stop moaning. It's not my fault. There's no organization in this house. Everything is falling behind.
That's just where my hand's going to fall if I hear one more complaint.
Now, no violence. Oh, how's everything running along, Aggie?
Oh, just wonderful. We have broken cups, smashed glasses, burned pans. The boys are hopeless with their clothes. And their father's worse.
Outside of that, I take it everything's fine.
Aye, it is. Well, I'll away and make the coffee. That is, if I can find it in all that muddle. And boys, please, don't do any more housework.
Gee, thanks.
I'll bet that's Ma playing a little joke.
Well, I'll beat her to it. Oh, come in, my precious little sweetheart.
I didn't know you cared.
Hello, Wimpy. Hello, boy. Barbara, you better clear the table.
Richard, clear the table.
Robin, table.
It isn't fair. It isn't fair.
Blooming kids, mouthful of toffee. Come on, old friend, and sit down.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm lonesome without the missus. The house is so empty with just the 16 kids.
I know how you feel, but does Wilhelmina?
Oh, yes. I told her if she stayed away any longer, I'd do something desperate.
Oh, but you won't.
Yes, I will. I'll go out and throw myself in front of a passing blonde.
I should have known better than to take you seriously.
No, but I do miss the old battle axe. I hadn't anyone to fight with. I think if she ever left me, I'd take poison.
Oh, don't do that. I'll give you some of Barbara's Welsh rabbit. Well, that'll do the trick.
Sweetheart.
Oh, hello, darling.
Ben, why are you wearing those funny glasses?
What glasses? Lori, these are circles under my eyes.
Oh, you poor darling.
Oh, Horace,
We simply had to come back to tell you the good news.
Well, what is it, my little croaking croaker?
Bebe and I have been offered a 6 weeks job.
Oh, not?
Well, it really isn't settled yet. It all depends on tonight.
Yes, they're giving their first big demonstration in front of a large audience.
And if we do well, they're sending us on a 6 weeks tour.
Oh, Bebe, you can't do this to me.
Isn't he sweet? Well, come on, girls. I want to show you what I'm wearing tonight.
Well, all right, darling.
Oh, Flory, wait a minute.
Well?
Can't you stop them?
Why should I? It'll do them good to get away from you two for a while.
I'll bet you planned the whole thing.
Oh, what sort of a woman do you think I am?
If I told you, it would only lead to bloodshed.
How dare you? If it had served you right if Bebe never comes back, you ungrateful, lazy loafer.
Home?
Yes, she's upstairs with Mrs. Wimple. They're planning to leave us for 6 weeks.
Oh, gosh! Welsh rabbit for 6 weeks!
My missus is going too.
Come on, cheer up.
I can't bear to think of it. 6 whole weeks without the sound of Wilhelmina's dear voice. The sight of her face. The caress of her lips. I feel sick with worry. In case she changes her mind.
You know you don't mean that.
Of course I don't. I'm just trying to cheer myself up.
Well, then let me read you my essay. I wrote a new one, all about an elephant.
I'm in no mood to listen to an essay about Flory.
We can't just sit here and let our wives go off on a wild goose chase.
Well, suggest something.
Well, there's only one way. I'm going to put my foot down and be firm with Wilhelmina.
Do you think it'll work?
Of course it will. You watch me. I'm going up those stairs and tell the old bat that I definitely and finally forbid her to go to the exhibition. Now, the next few moments will decide whether I'm a man or a mouse. Has anybody got any cheese?
Well,
I guess the only thing left to do now is to go to the exhibition.
Yes, we may as well be good losers.
Oh, in that case, can I read my essay? I'm sure it'll cheer you up.
All right, I couldn't feel worse.
Elephants. They may be all right in the middle of the jungle, but only a half-wit would think of taking one home.
Well, go on, hurry up. Let's get to the funny part.
Children should not be encouraged to go near them, because most types are very dangerous. Even grown-ups will be well advised to have nothing to do with them, as you never know when they're going to squirt water all over you.
Oh, Daddy! Daddy, Mother's just been reading her demonstration notes to Mrs. Wimple. And I hate to tell you this, but they're excellent.
Lummy, that's torn it.
Oh, it certainly has.
Oh, Ben, I'm terribly, terribly thrilled. Wilhelmina just loves my speech.
Can I see it, Ma?
Well, of course, dear, but don't misplace it.
Oh, Bebe, take my advice now and give up this crazy idea. You can't make a speech, darling. They'll laugh at you.
So what? They laughed at Marconi when he invented the steam engine.
Oh, Mother. Mother, James Watt invented the steam engine.
Well, no wonder they laughed at Marconi.
You sure wrote a lot of notes, didn't you, Mom?
Well, yes, dear. When you finish reading them, be sure and put them back in my briefcase. I'm going up and tell Wilhelmina's time to leave now.
Daddy, it looks like we're sunk.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea, Pop.
Well, keep it to yourself. We're in enough trouble already.
No, let the boy talk, Mr. L.
Thanks. My plan's very simple, and it can't fail.
Olympia certainly is crowded this evening, isn't it, Mrs. Wimple?
It's been like this all day.
Yes, this afternoon my suspender belt snapped, and I walked right around the exhibition before my stockings fell down.
Now then, Horace, you stay here with the others whilst Bebe and I go on the platform. We have to get ready for our demonstration.
All right, all right.
Richard, where's the briefcase with my notes in?
Right here, Ma.
Oh, thank goodness. And thank you, dear. I'll see you all later.
All right, honey. Barbara, where do we sit down?
Oh, we don't. We'll have to stand here next to the platform and watch.
Oh, look. Mommy's going up on the stage.
Robin, be quiet and stop roaming around.
Mrs. L makes a very pretty picture in that dress.
Oh, she certainly does. But they should give her dark glasses to wear under those brilliant lights.
And now Mrs. Wimple's going up on the platform.
This is where they should give the audience dark glasses.
Who's the funny-looking lady standing beside Mommy?
Oh, that must be Mrs. Morris.
Oh, quiet, kid. She's going to speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Hasty Fix Kitchen Products, may I say good evening and welcome to the exhibition. Tonight it gives me great pleasure to introduce two of our new demonstrators. Mrs. Horace Wimple, who will point out the various features of our Wonder electronic cooker. And as she does, Mrs. Ben Lyon will tell you all about them.
I hope Ma forgives me.
Richard.
Hello, everybody. I would like to read you some notes I made this afternoon on the magnificent performance of this electronic cooker.
This is going to be good.
They may be all right in the middle of the jungle, but only a half-wit would think of taking one home.
Mrs. Lyon.
Honey, I don't remember writing that. Children should not be encouraged to go near them, as most types are very dangerous.
Mrs. Lyon, I must ask you to stop this immediately.
But I haven't finished yet. Even grown-ups would be well advised to have nothing whatsoever to do with them, as you never know when they're going to squirt water all over you.
Stop it! Stop it! I want you and Mrs. Wimple to leave my platform at once.
Oh, come along, kids. We'd better rescue your mother and Mrs. Wimple.
Richard, you deceitful, unprincipled, adorable boy. I love you.
Honey, be honest. Wouldn't you rather be home with us than floating around the country making speeches?
Well, maybe. But I still can't understand how those silly papers got in my briefcase.
Oh, forget about it, Ma.
And what happened to all my notes?
Search me.
I think I will.
Mother, sit back, dear.
We sure miss not having you around.
Well, that's very sweet, but I'm sure your sister took very good care of you.
Oh, I did my best, but I couldn't fill your shoes, Mother.
No, but you certainly filled her slacks.
You're not too disappointed about not going away, are you, honey?
No, I'm glad. I was dreading the thought of leaving you all.
Really?
Yes. I guess some women are born to be vegetables. Well, if you'll excuse me, my housework is calling me. There's a lot of cleaning to do.
I'll help you, Mother.
Oh, let me help, too.
Well, Pop, you can thank me for getting those papers mixed up.
I know, son. Do you think 5 shillings rise in your allowance would be fair?
I sure do. Thanks.
Hello, Daddy.
Robin, you were listening.
Well, no, I just wanted to read you my new essay.
Not another one.
Oh, yeah, listen. Allowances. Allowances are things that fathers sometimes raise when the elder son does something very clever. Or when the younger son knows too much.
All right, son, you win, but this is blackmail.
Oh, gee, thanks.
That was Life of the Lions with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon with our children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Bellairs, Gwen Lewis, and Alban Brooks. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fenley, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.